With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network. He's also warning the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Karg Island is home to the primary terminal that handles the country's oil exports. John Gambrill reports on a big airstrike near a large gathering in Tehran yesterday.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
That is correspondent John Gambrill reporting. U.S. officials say 2,500 more U.S. Marines and an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East nearly 2 weeks into the war against Iran's Islamic Republic. Also, a massive missile struck a helipad inside a U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad this morning. That came in response to the U.S. attack on Iran's oil infrastructure. Christiana Mosqueda reports on talks between the U.S. and Cuba.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced that talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added that any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months.
And that is correspondent Christiana Mosqueda reporting. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians in this country still support President Trump, Michael Harrington reports.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
The group International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address persecution of Christian believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the group wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. The new ICC report reveals that in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians are subject to violence. This is SRN News. Well, they say that the weather in March is in like a lion, out like a lamb. Julie Walker reports the U.S. forecast calls for a little of everything this weekend, from a blizzard, polar vortex, a heat dome, and an atmospheric river.
The U.S. getting slammed with weather extremes, flooding rain, record heat, late season snow. Wednesday, D.C. hit a record 86 degrees, then snow on Thursday. Now, meteorologist Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says the Southwest faces a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures.
Looking at well above normal temperatures, several places, a lot of places may set their March all-time record highs.
Polar cold pushes into the Midwest and East. Two northern storms likely to dump feet of snow, with one strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone.
Looking like a significant winter storm, there will be blizzard conditions with this, as there will also be strong winds.
I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.